Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body-mind-spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett's coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's December 1st. Okay, holiday time is approaching. Yay!
Yeah, like we haven't just been through a holiday time. I guess for some people, it was not a holiday. So today, though, we're talking about authentic voice and consciousness. I say like trusting your intuition versus ignoring your gremlin voices. And I don't know if that's exactly accurate when it comes to consciousness.
Well, and this was a suggestion from one of our listeners about what do you do? How do you tell the difference when you have that voice or you hear something that says do something and you don't feel quite good about it, or you're questioning about it, or just who, where, and what is that voice? So we'll look at that today. Yeah. Good. And go ahead.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, yes. And we'll be talking about this, and it's also, we're on live right now. So if you just happen to be getting us on at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday morning here, on Pacific time, you can call us at 888-627-6008 to join in the conversation. Again, that's if you want to call and talk to us live, that's 888-627-6008.
And tell us about all the great meetups you get going, Joan. And
I have a stack of meetups. Actually, I have a brand new meetup now. I am branching out into Bellevue. I am venturing across Lake Washington to Bellevue. So this Sunday, the 6th of December is the very first one in Bellevue. It's at noon at the Bellevue Library. So I do all the basic conscious conversations at libraries. The next one is in Tacoma on the 12th at the Wheelock Library in Proctor. And then I'm back in Seattle on Sunday the 27th in Ballard. So you can find all of that on my website, which is joan-newcomb.com, and click on the section that is meetups to find out about that. And then I also have a couple special things coming up on discovering your purpose and passion. I'm doing a webinar, so if you're not in the local area, you can it's a teleseminar, and find out all about discovering your purpose and regaining your passion for life. And that is on Monday, the 7th of December at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. If you are in Seattle, though, please come see me in person at the Finney Neighborhood Center. And that is on the 13th, Sunday the 13th at 1:15. We're having a special event there. So please come on down. And those are $10 to cover expenses.
Yeah. And then I have my meetup in Portland, Oregon here on Tuesday evenings, all about dropping into heart space and figuring out, noticing, and listening to those authentic voices that are where our truths sort of lie. You know, because truth and lie, that's interesting. You know, sometimes our truth is just that truth in that moment. And we have to be aware of that also and how we guide things. So you can find that up on any meetup. You can also contact me at janetb@janetandbeyond.com and find out information. And we do want to, for all of you, our listeners that are around the world in different places, time zones, wherever, we do have a free conference call that we offer on Thursday, third Thursday of the month evening, 7 o'clock. Next one's coming up December 17th. And you can reach us at conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. Find out those details so that you don't have to feel that you're alone. You can be in person with us on our conference call and join us as we drop in and experience what life is all about. So,
yeah. Well, lots of fun and games here, boys and
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, there's no reason to not hear your authentic voice. And so we're going to be talking about that today and what that really means and for all of us. And Joan, you've had great training over the years. And tell us what intuition is. Describe that.
You know, sometimes intuition is considered like the still small voice within. The training that I've had over the years has been clairvoyant training and how to use various visual tricks and actually kinesthetic tricks for telling the truth or a lie for yourself or looking out into the future to see what the next steps are holding. So it can be challenging to discern. Is this my intuition telling me or not? So the person who emailed in, Beth, thank you so much for sending in the suggestion. She was giving an example about going for a job where she'd had this kind of uh-oh feeling about it, but she went in anyway, and uh-oh turned out to be right. That's a very broad, not going into the details here. I liken work situations very much with like dating situations. It's like your date, you know, you go in to date somebody and you're not trusting your uh-oh, and then you're in the relationship and go, ugh, you know, kind of thing. So where is the uh-oh right, and where is it just, you know, fear talking, and actually fear can be talking all the time. And so how much do you listen to that, and how much do you just, you know, pull up your big girl panties and march through it?
Mm-hmm. And the truth is that no matter what you hear and what you listen to, the experience is useful. And even if it's just to tell you, oh, I didn't listen when I should have. Oh, I need to do that next time, you know, because we're all consciousness at all the times. And so I don't see that as being a negative. I just have to reframe that in a way that says, oh, okay, I did it. This is what I got. Wore the t-shirt. It's a rag. And now let's move on. Kind of thinking. So,
get a new t-shirt.
Yeah. Get a new t-shirt. And then, you know, we do have all different kinds of trainings. I know I started in the metaphysical business of life, and I used to automatic write all the time. And it was just very helpful for me when I was in the state that I was in at the time. And there is where you feel that it's something outside of you giving you information, then there is that authentic voice, which I think is where we're more geared to in consciousness work, that you hear it from within yourself. It's not so much this outside coaching. And I don't know if I have the words to describe that anything other than that. And as I do use consciousness technologies and realize that the world is just, it's all information in the state of unified consciousness, and that's what we access when we play with it through the heart, that it's just information. It's really, sometimes I hear something, sometimes I see something, sometimes I sense something. You know, it's accessing all those clairvoyant, clairaudient, those clair skills, you know, the metaphysical skill sets. So sometimes it can get mixed up, but sometimes it's really clear.
Yeah.
But I always trust. You know, I trust in the sense that, okay, what is that? You know, I trust in myself to be able to question whatever I hear. And I think that's key, too. You don't lose that. You don't want to just assume anything or, you know, that gets in the way.
Yeah. Well, we have more to talk about. We're going to do this from heart space, but we have to stop for a commercial break right now. So stay tuned. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and we're talking about authentic voice and consciousness.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we are talking about authentic voice and consciousness.
Yeah, we all got one.
Or two or several, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah, who's to say, right? Well, that's what we get to decide. I think if anything limits us, we were talking about this earlier, you got to question it, right? If it
yes.
has, if it has fear, as you can feel the fear in it, I
yeah.
question it. I don't know. How about you?
I totally agree. I know when I am in consciousness, it is this incredibly expansive, high energy level. It's this high vibration, and it's very clear. It's also very neutral. And, you know, there's no good or bad about it. There just is. And there is no limitations in that either. And so it's not a matter of fear or fearlessness or being brave or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Just as, you know, you're just flowing to your next indicated thing. And
oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, well, after you, I insist. No, after you.
I think it's also in how we ask our questions, too.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference, because like Beth was talking about, you know, she had a gut reaction and she chose not to, or I don't know how she did that. You know, it's like, okay, there's something here to be leery or to notice. Let me go into it and keep noticing. Or maybe the question might have been at that point to say, oh, would this still be in my best interest to do this? And I get those answers really clearly. So there's a lot of times when there's ambivalent energy present, when there's a yes and a no present. And, you know, I just play with that to allow it to lead me to somewhere. And, you know, it's like, well, how have I got my inner mechanism set up? Are my skill sets useful to me? And I think that's important.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking the circumstances that Beth wrote about had to do with interpersonal stuff. And and that is so difficult. Because you can look at the thing and you can look at the situation and you can also hope for something bigger or better. You see the good in that person. You see the potentiality. You don't want to be, you know, we were talking about this earlier too. It was about setting, you know, for me, it's setting boundaries and, you know, not wanting to be a bad guy. But, you know, when it's business, it's just business. There's no good or bad. There's nothing, it's not personal. It's just business. You're not doing the work. You know, this isn't a good match or isn't a good fit. Just move on. And that's, you know, there's a clarity in that when you can be in that space as opposed to like, oh, they won't like me or
well,
I'll upset them.
You know. That's in your emotional place.
Yes.
That response is coming from, which is a difference. And it's unfortunate that we think of, well, if it's business, it's maybe some other kind of category, but it's still you in business. So it's being neutral is what my languaging would be. If I'm in a neutral place and not attached to outcome, and I'm just willing to hear the answer. So there are a lot of components in this. You have to be willing to hear the answer. Doesn't mean you act on it, because a lot of times we know the truth and we don't act on it. And I'll certainly own that at times, you know. So maybe we should drop into heart space and look at this from that place.
Please, please, please. That'd be great.
All right. Okay, everybody. So wherever you are, whatever time, space, dimension, body form that might be looking like, just relax. So let's take the next 40 minutes here or so and just put it all aside. And so whether you're sitting or going to sleep, whatever it might be, just allow yourself to be present with us and notice what that means you have to do. So just, there's a breath. Let it out. Let it in. Let it out. And let's see how this shows up today. All right. Yeah, just access. So just access your heart. Start with your physical heart. That makes it easy. Feel the beat. Feel the rhythm. Feel the appreciation. Ah, there you are. When I pay attention, there you are. And then just notice. And it can be an inwardness, an outwardness, however you've got it organized. Just notice that emotional terrain around you. And this is often what we mistake for unified consciousness or intuition. But, you know, it's our emotion energy. So we have to be neutral to it. So let's just observe it, whatever you're feeling. Respect it. It's just a feeling, and it's yours in the moment. But outside of that, it's just a feeling. They come and go. There you go. And you can have more than one feeling at one time.
If you're a girl.
Oh, boy. Honey, I work with men who have a lot of feeling. It's the one joy of that men's group. My gosh, to tap into that. That's wonderful. All right. So, and just inward or outward, just notice another dimension of this. And that's the core, the essence of all. There you go. The collective consciousness, where you and I are one, where we're just bits and pieces of information, where there's just vibrations, frequencies, resonances, stories. Just, it's all in bits and pieces. It's, and everything between the bits and pieces is potential. And that's how easy it is to shift gears when you're in a pattern. You should just invite yourself to tap in to the potential that's right next to it. There we go. There we go. So what it's like to just be present. This is a place you're going to hear, see, feel, sense. So it's much bigger than just you and yourself. So if you put your hand out and wave it in front of you through, notice it's going through something. There it is. It's just information. All right, Miss Joan, what you got?
Well, that was really cool because what I was seeing and sensing before you suggested putting your hand up was all these little flecks, these little sort of diamond-shaped flecks, sort of suspended in midair out in front. And it kind of reminded me of, it's kind of like, you know, when you're in a snow globe. And remember, you know, when you're in a snow globe, actually, you know, when you're looking at a snow globe, and sometimes, you know, sometimes the solution that they have in the snow globe is kind of thick. And so the glitter or whatever is floating around in it moves kind of slowly. And that's what I kind of saw suddenly out in front of me is you know, I'm looking at energy and matter and these little flecks that are all suspended that, that are all the process of thought coming into form and creating reality. So it was kind of fun when you had us put our hands out. It did. You could feel the thickness of the energy. And waving things back and forth is the thickness of the energy. What that has to do with our topic today, I'm not quite certain yet, but that was really cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I think it's how you perceive. And that's what all this is. It's about sharpening our perceptions and opening our awareness up. So when you put your hand out, and things move, there's probably also that space where the things move through your hands and you realize that you're just more coalesced bits and pieces, which is really it. So put your hand out, everyone, and allow yourself to hold something and notice if it just kind of runs into you, right? It doesn't stay separate. And what is that like? And I think why I'm noticing it is, how do we make distinctions? A lot of it is our intention.
Oh. Hello.
Someone in the universe is calling through.
Universe is calling.
One thing. Hello, they're asking for info. We'll let them just ring, which I have no idea why that is happening, but it is. So there we go. How to be neutral. These are important things, to not presuming or assuming answers. So that authentic voice.
And I was thinking also about this, is that there, it's discernment, and mm-hmm. what is your authentic voice? What is consciousness? We're talking about the still small voice within, mm-hmm. and how that can sometimes be, it's a very quiet voice compared to the emotional voice that is raging and making things traumatic. And, you know, we get confused about making decisions. What to do, because, you know, what do we listen to?
Well, and I think a lot of times if you have a lot of trauma in your background, that gremlin was helpful. It got you up and out. It did something because it was an emotional energy that propelled you to do. And so we do lose that and that quiet. And I would say that sacred space is definitely quiet, and stuff mm-hmm. comes out of the quiet. And so when you're asking your questions about, should I do this or do that? I mean, baseline, I think with consciousness, it's all do whatever, right? I mean, whatever will bring you something. So it's us and our little personalities that go, oh, I like this better than I like that, and I don't want to hurt, and I don't want to do this, and you can feel how that kind of closes you off to things because you're presuming that it will or it won't or whatever. So in just being willing to listen to your wisdom is important.
You know, I was thinking, if this reality is actually a 3D immersion game, just like you're playing a video game, as consciousness playing the game, mm-hmm. you know, there's just infinite choices of turning left or turning right or doing this or doing that. And the more skill you have when you're playing the game, the longer you can last with, you know, the character that you're navigating through.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yeah. if you drive it off a cliff, it's like, it's okay, you get another lifetime to play with it.
Right.
You know, you just run, you know, you don't ever run out of playtime. However, to the body personality, it doesn't want to drive off a cliff because this is the only experience that it is having. And so my thing is having people shift perspective to being conscious, being as consciousness. They are consciousness navigating. And that's not to say, well, go ahead and drive off the cliff because you don't really care. It's more that, how to skillfully navigate your life through this physical body and personality that you have, but from the perspective of consciousness, opens it up to infinite more possibilities and becomes clear how to navigate, whether that is a yes or a no, to go in that direction. And even if you go in that direction when you have a no, you can have a more expanded experience within that.
Well, I think what you're hearing when you hear a no and you still act on it is the difference between and your value you put on your own over someone else or something else over us at times. You know, we play a lot with responsibility and obligation, and we feel the effects of that. And what is good for another may not be the best for us. And you have to kind of you know, it, that goes back to the question, is this the best for me? It may, there may be forces and influences there that you get to play through to where it feels like, okay, this is a win-win. And I think if we, it's about giving ourselves time to have the exploration is important. A lot of us have to feel like we have to rush, make decisions right away. Okay, you've got 5 minutes, and what's the answer? And so everything's in a hyper state, and you don't really come from a place of, okay, let me do this. If that's the way you hold that energy to be, that it takes me into that place in order to hear, etc. That, too, is a setup. You can set it up so that you can have your responses really quickly. And that's just another way to experience stuff. So,
yeah, you where I see this that we're talking about is that within the pre-programmed video game, there's, you know, infinite amount of choices of going left or right within the programming mm-hmm. of the video game, but you have the free will to go left or go right, and mm-hmm. the unfold. You have also with unfolding consequences. All you have. Opportunities to shift left or right. And when you're actually playing with consciousness and with consciousness techniques, the shifts can be instantaneous and look miraculous. Mm-hmm. You know, and they can defy the previous descriptions of time and space and physical reality and old patterns of how long it takes for something to heal or shift or change. Mm-hmm. You know, and another way I describe it is that this it's not entirely scripted, unless that's the way that you're playing life. If you're playing mm-hmm. life that there is no free will and that it's all scripted, you can go along that way. But when you step into playing this game as consciousness, then it becomes improv for you, whether or not it's mm-hmm. improv for the other characters in your holiday.
mm-hmm. Do you have any techniques that come to mind that we might share with people about any of this?
I have lots of techniques that come to mind. I'm just wondering about, you know, I was thinking, I have a friend who is really struggling with make decisions, and what she's come down to is she flips coins. So she's mm-hmm. flipping coins for everything. She's flipping coins for everything, which is great. It works for her. I can't flip a coin to save my life. You know, if I flip a coin, it rolls into the corner and down the, you know, down the,
yeah. Right.
The heating slot or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, there's simple kinesiology techniques for making decisions. For me, there's a couple of different things that I like in terms of shifting to make a change, to go forward or not go forward. And one of them is, well, like you were talking about, is putting your hand out in front of you. So if you're standing there, and it helps to stand and drop into heart space, and you feel out in front of you, it probably feels the most dense out in front of you, because that's the direction that you've been going in, that's the dilemma that you're dealing with that's right out in front of you, and it feels like that's the traffic jam, you're in the slow lane on the freeway. And then you know that there's a different possibility, and to feel out in other spaces around you, and feel for where the door opens, for where your hand pushes through. And when you get that, just immediately step through it. Don't think about it. Just immediately step through it. And you have shifted yourself into a parallel universe where you've just changed lanes on the freeway. You've gone in the direction of the yes, so to speak. And that can shift your whole reality of where you're going.
I think my sense is that what is key is trust. That you have to trust on some level that your sensory mechanisms are helpful to you. And that I know I ask questions all the time. And I trust that in asking the question and whatever the answer is, that I can play with it, that I can question it, and I can respect it. And that I might hear things I don't want to hear, and I might hear things that I really want to hear. And so you still kind of have to be impartial in all that. But there is a willingness to think that I have wisdom in me that I can tap into. That's got to be present. And so I know working with a lot of clients, and when we drop into heart space and I ask them questions and they're like, well, I think it's this. And I'm like, well, don't you know? Where is the place where you know?
Yeah.
And that's really important.
And that's, you know, I just typed this down to mention that. It's like bypassing the intellect, which is why I like the kinesiology techniques, because that bypasses my intellect.
And a lot of people don't trust kinesiology kind of things, you know? And then you go, well, get over it already.
Well, you know, except my first experience when I did a Findhorn style garden once, I used actually Michelle Smallwright of Paralandra. I used her Paralandra garden workbook.
Okay.
Which takes the techniques from Findhorn. Working with devas and all to co-create this garden with nature. And I used her kinesiology techniques for it. Well, for one thing, I didn't know anything about gardening to begin with, so I didn't know the right questions to ask, as well as that I didn't entirely listen to them when they said no, because I wanted to pick their dandelions from the garden. I wanted to pick the grand dandelions and give it to my carrots, to give them to my rabbits, you know.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
I ended up picking, so what happened was nothing except a couple of little shrubby carrots grew out of what I had planted, but by October, I had pumpkins, and because I had had an old pumpkin in the compost from the year before, so it turned into a pumpkin patch, but it didn't turn into any of the meticulous things that I had, you know, talked to nature about, this, you know, plant these herbs, plant these other kinds of seeds. None of that happened because I didn't know the right questions to ask in terms of using, you know, kinesiology for stuff. Mm-hmm. So a lot of using consciousness techniques for me is using things that are bypass my intellect, but also bypass my my clairvoyant training, because this is stuff that is outside the box and you can't be predetermined for it to work.
We do want to say to all those who do use kinesiology, we're not necessarily talking about the formal practice of kinesiology. We're talking about allowing your fingers or your toes or whatever you want to wiggle to have meaning, and that you set up a criteria. And so, no, we're not doing formal kinesiology, and you know, there's lots of different skill sets and stuff. So, correct, Joan? We're not talking.
Yeah. Right. Well, okay. You know, yes, because there's the formal kinesiology when they're, you know, does this work? You're getting feedback from your body, you know, how it's responding to stuff. So that's just a little different thing. I have stood in grocery aisles, you know, holding this supplement and doing a little kinesiology, see, okay, is this the right one to buy or do I go with the other brand? You know, that kind of stuff. That's a different kind of thing than, you know.
Yeah, right. I think we've all done that, yeah. Oh, definitely. I just stand there with my fingers going, you know, how many different assorted products about tomatoes can there be? There can be lots. So which brand is best for me? You know, I have definitely had my moments of where I just sit there, stand there and go, okay, that one. All right, fine.
You know, I keep jumping back to the scenario in the original person who suggested it. And, you know, in listening to your authentic voice in terms of navigating interactions with other people and, you know, setting boundaries with other people or saying yes or saying no, it's like, and what place is that within consciousness? Well, so outside of physical form, consciousness is everything everywhere. There is no boundaries. There are no right or wrong. You know, it just is. There's no time or space. And it's such a lovely experience to exist in there. But in physical form, in this physical reality, there are boundaries. There are ethics. There are yeses and noes to things. And there's your body has preference for stuff as well. And it was, what the whole thing to do with our conscious conversations is, how do we navigate our expansiveness in our constricted physical form?
How do we do that? Well, let's give it a shot here. Let's see what we can do. Everyone who's conscious enough to pay attention in this moment, and the rest of you that are asleep, you're doing just fine. We have no problem with that. Okay, so think of, allow something to come to mind. Okay, don't judge it. Just notice it, because we're here in heart space and there are no judgments. It's just warmth, support, grace. That's all there is. Just notice something. Okay. And where would you like an answer from? See if you can feel the difference. See if you can feel the heart pull and the emotional. Let me reframe that. An emotional connection. See if you can feel an emotional connection to that. All right. Now see where outside information comes in. Let's say, you know, the something from out there comes in. And then maybe see if you can feel where it's from within yourself. Not from the emotional place, but from there we go. As consciousness working through you. Because some people, you know, we all work, navigate life differently and have different resources and skill sets. And some people work with angels and some people work with Bushmen and some people, you know, whatever it might be. And can you feel the differences? This is part of your discerning and your skill. And maybe there's different accesses of communication. What if you could hear something beyond your emotional self? Because you can probably feel the difference between coming from a state of consciousness and your emotional reaction. A state of consciousness would probably say it's all right. And your emotion's going to say, oh, I need to run really quick. And then you'll hear the voice outside that'll say something. So notice which one is punching your buttons. Mm. And what if it was okay to go back to the consciousness state of you're okay? And what would you like to do? There is learning in everything if you set up your world to engage yourself as that.
Well, what I notice is when you're coming from the perspective of consciousness, mm-hmm. it feels bigger and it feels bolder. So when you ask question, when you ask that, there was like this, ooh, you know, like a okay experience. And I can imagine, though, if you're residing in a realm of fear and constriction, you know, the bigger choice would be kind of terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've used this analogy before, but when you're coming from, you know, from a background or a series of experiences that are limiting, that maybe you've come from an experience of deprivation. You know, it's a little bit that experience of deprivation is like that Vietnamese prison camp torture thing where you're in a bamboo cage where you can't sit down, but you can't stand up either. You have to squat. And when they're released, you know, out into freedom, like when you're in order to stand up, it's painful.
Right.
And, you know, so when you're coming out of that experience of deprivation and standing up in an experience of consciousness flowing through that incredible, abundantly prosperous feeling of consciousness flowing through you, it can be scary. It can be painful to do that at first. You know, you can fight the natural flow of things.
It sometimes feels counterintuitive because we get the intuitive mixed up. Right.
Yes.
And so we use that terminology. So where it's really not counterintuitive, because it wasn't the intuitive place, it was the place that was available for you to access when you were in that state. And we have to start making these discernments and distinctions. And that's what's key. I think as you do that, it gets easier. Because I think pretty much when I ask the question, and you and I do this all the time, okay, it's a yes. Oh, there's a no there too. Where's that coming from? And we look to track that to the degree, is it important or not important? And that's very I'll say important too, is it important or not? Is it just clutter? Is it we get asked that all the time. People are concerned about the lack of clarity they have in making or hearing their voice. And that's because you can be handling a lot of other people's stuff from an unaware place. Mm-hmm. So you can't hear yourself quite so easily or naturally because you're used to tuning into everybody out there. And that's something that could be different. So how do you put ourselves first and feel okay about it? It's not coming from a place of ego. That's coming from a place of egotism to me, right? That we all have ego. It's a sense of self. So you just want one that's not biting you in the butt every time you turn around.
Yeah. You know, there's somebody was defining something for me today about the difference between like self-care and self-obsession. So you know, yeah. when you're, what are your predominant thoughts? And if you're thinking about yourself all the time, is it that you're being obsessed with yourself? As opposed to, are you thinking about yourself all the time because it's like, oh, you know, I should floss my teeth. Oh, I should make that dentist appointment. Oh, I should, you know, exercise. You know, that's shooting on yourself. But yeah. There's like being self-aware is different than, you know, being a little Napoleon.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay, let's just go for it. What's out there? There seems to be a little bit of shortness of breath sort of thing. So let's see if we can just relax that. So that's probably indicating people might have a lot of shock about hearing their own voice. So what if we could just relax, everyone? And wherever you sense tightness, let's just... notice it. There we go. And then what if it could be different? What if it was okay to hear your voice over others? How you choose to act on it is different than hearing it. And maybe that needs to be clear. Because that is consciousness at play, going, oh, okay, this is what I'm aware of. What do I choose to do with that information? That's totally different than I can't get clear and I don't know what to do. May have the same outcome, but it's coming from a different place. Here we go.
That was right into the mic.
Yeah, sorry.
It's a windstorm.
That was coming deep, man. Okay, everyone, just let it out.
What I'm noticing is we just came out in the United States. We just came out of a nice 4-day weekend, had a nice staycation with a hubby kind of thing. And like you had said, we're into the holidays. Mm-hmm. And there also astrologically, the weather astrologically there's a roller coaster ride going on of people, a lot of things hitting the fan. And it really is a time of us either stepping more into our authentic self or stepping off to the side and where it's going to be increasingly uncomfortable. And the feeling that it is when you step into your authentic self, like when you step into consciousness, like being in heart space as you're describing, is it gets easier, it feels relaxed, it feels effortless, it just feels good. And why don't more people do that?
Well, you know, you can, some people like to jump out of airplanes, right? Some people don't.
Yes.
Some people like to walk off of cliffs. Some people don't. Some people, there's all kinds of different ways to experience freedom. And freedom of thought, freedom of mind, freedom of whatever you think that you need to be free of. And obviously, if you need to be free, you're in relationship to something. So it could be exhilarating. It could feel sublime. So you get how you've set that up is what you're going to feel. And for you and I, we just really embrace the knowledge that we are consciousness. And that's not consciousness over someone else or any of that. That is for ourselves. And what a difference that's made in our lives. And the grace and the fun and the pain and the tears and all that, because that's a part of life. But it's an exhilarating ride in a very sublime way. So where are we at time-wise, guys?
We're sliding into home. Do you want to stay in heart space or do you want to come out of heart space?
Well, let's see. Yeah, I think we can hang here just a little longer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm going to actually, what I'm inspired to say at this moment in time is that we are going to be going to commercial break and have the experience of holding heart space through the commercial break. It gives you a sense of how you can have heart space throughout your daily life. You know, hold heart space when you're in a business meeting. Hold heart space when you're driving through traffic. So hold heart space, and we're going to take a commercial break here. And you just took an intake of breath. Janet, did you want something in 30 seconds or less to say?
Yeah, welcome to the holidays from Heart Space.
There we go. So stay tuned. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're talking about authentic voice and consciousness in a state of grace, and we'll be right back.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. That's Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm here, Joan here with Janet, and we are talking about authentic voice and consciousness.
Yeah, we have one. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the holidays. Certainly here in the United States started before Thanksgiving, and if you watched advertising on TV, it started probably before Halloween with marketing and stuff. And I could go off and talk about that. And if you check my writing this week, I talk about commercialism of sacredness and what that's about. It's how to be different this season, be in more of a heart space, because it's very compromising for a lot of people. You have family get-togethers, you have, the rush, the hush, the bustle to get everything done. And how do we stay present in that and stay on course, if you feel that's the word? And what it would be like to notice how you feel right now and take that into tomorrow. Take that into the next day. Take that into the shopping center. and what that would be like. And what if you exited even more enriched than when you went in?
I'm sitting here imagining what it'd be like to feel more enriched exiting a shopping mall than when I went in.
Yeah. What would that be like? You know, I think that's, and of course that's what the sacredness of the whole season's about, right?
Yes.
It's about enjoying oneself, enjoying others, being in community, and whatever holiday you might be following, because there's lots of them, and what that really means, and how do you show up, and especially in a time when people are so for me, it's really easy. So I'm going to offer that to all of you. Not that I'm an expert at anything, but I do try and bring to my attention the clerk, the gas pump operator, the postman. We still have mail.
And Portland still pumps gas for you.
Yeah, we still pump gas. So for you, wherever you are in the world, notice that. This is another opportunity. Many opportunities will show up for you to just enjoy life. So as we come to that point in the program where we bid a fond farewell to our conscious awareness of what is always present within us, just notice.
We can retain our conscious awareness, but we can come out of heart space.
Totally. Totally. That's what we're asking them to do in the coming days. So just come back into yourself a bit more. Just a little bit more. Notice that emotional terrain now. What's that feel like? Don't judge it. Just notice it. And come back into your heart, physical heart. Yeah, there we go. Something opening up in the back of the neck there. So I think there's a lot of stuck emotional stuff that's kind of... Everybody, just invite a silver thaw. And like in the early spring when the ice starts to melt. And what if that emotional stuff was just thawing out? And as you come back to street level, just allow that to keep undoing. And allow yourself to experience yourself undone in the most delightful of ways. There we go. All right, Joan, what do we got?
All right. Well, I have a bunch of things to invite people to. You can find out more at my website, joan-newcomb.com, but I have a bunch of meetups happening. I've got one in Bellevue this weekend at the Bellevue Library on Sunday the 6th. The month is the 12th. And then also Conscious Conversations are also in Tacoma on the the next weekend on Saturday the 12th. And then a couple weeks after that is Seattle on the 27th in Ballard. So you can get those exact dates and times on my website, the meetup page, and you can come on over to the meetup and join my groups there. You can also come to discover your purpose and passion. So if you're not in the local area, I am doing a teleseminar to help you discover your purpose and regain your passion in life. So if you're experiencing dissatisfaction in your job, if your soul is longing to do something more, I have some answers for you. I'm also doing this in person at the Finney Neighborhoods Center in Seattle on the 13th of December. And you can sign up on my website, joan-newcomb.com. And Janet, you've got a few things on your site
as
well.
Yeah, you can come for through the meetup meetings or just contacting me. Heart Space, Conscious Conversations with Janet on Tuesday evenings here in Portland, Oregon, from 7 to 9. And this is what we do for 2 hours. And it's always any opportunity you have to sit and allow yourself to hear yourself is precious to me. So I enjoy myself no matter who shows up. And then don't forget about our free conference call on Thursday, the December 17th, I think it was, and where if you're someplace outside our reach, physical reach, you can join us over our conference call. And we invite you to enjoy your holidays, whatever they may be this season, from a place of heart.
Yes.
And consciousness and the realization that we're all one showing up. And I want to thank everyone for doing that today.
Yes. We're so glad we had this time together.
Yeah. And keep those cards and letters coming. We love them.
Right.
And we got, look at this. It was wonderful. Thank you, Beth, very much for your communication there.
Yes. So we love hearing from you. You can email at itsconscious.com with Joan and Janet at gmail.com and give us your suggestions of things to talk about. You can also join us on Facebook. Go to Facebook groups Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet and join the group and join the fun. You can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can also follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. And you can follow Janet on Facebook, Janet Barrett, and you can follow me on Facebook, Joan M. Newcomb, or my fan page is Joan Newcomb. So there's lots and lots and lots of ways. We're also on YouTube, so you can binge watch us on YouTube. All our shows are on YouTube.
That's right. Well, binge listen to us, I guess, is really good. That's not right. Much to see. Yeah.
Bliss out on it. So, thank you so much for listening. It doesn't matter where you are listening, in the future or now, there is no time or space, so you are helping to contribute to co-create this show.
And we're here, you're there, but it's still the same place.
Right.
So there's an idea for you. So,
yes.
Have the most wonderful of days, wonderful of weeks, and we look forward to the next time.
Yeah, tune in next week, same time, same channels. You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thank you all for joining us as consciousness expressing and evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.